This podcast is only made possible from donations from listeners like you. To support the new show, visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Thank you. Hello there, news listeners. Welcome to your Monday edition of the BTN News Show. For those who celebrated Thanksgiving, hope you had a great long weekend and didn't eat too much. It is the 29th of November, 2021. We have the best technology news that went on over the weekend, and we'll get you caught up on it right now in about 5 minutes. Those of you that just love your Spotify car view, well, it's a Monday, so I'm about to give you bad news. Looks like Spotify is going to retire the car view feature. That didn't take too long, did it? It was only introduced at the beginning of 2019 and basically helping to make the app less distracting and easier to control while you're driving. As to why it's going away now, nobody knows. In fact, I actually know a lot of people that love this feature. Now, we have heard a bit of rumors saying it's only going to disappear on Android and will stay on iOS. Then we've also heard another rumor says it's the other way around. So who knows what's going on? And unfortunately, being the fact that there was a long holiday weekend, reaching out to Spotify for actual comment, yeah, we haven't gotten any yet. Hopefully, we'll be able to give you an update in tomorrow's show. Over to you, Spotify. Those Italian regulators and Apple just can't see eye to eye. Actually, it's not just Apple facing the music, it's also Google too. They both have been fined about $11.3 million. That's by Italy's competition authority. Why have they been fined? Well, apparently they did not obtain a user's consent before actually using their data for commercial purposes. Apple, yes, and Google have both been accused of not correctly informing users when their data will be used in this way, basically giving the end user no way of opting out because they had no idea to begin with. Now, for Apple, this is actually the second time they've been fined by the Italian regulator. Actually, it's the second time just this past week. The other fine was between Apple, Beats, and Amazon for basically restricting who's allowed to actually sell the products. However, though, a lot of you, I'm sure, remember back in 2018, there was an agreement between Apple and Beats saying the two companies meant only certain retailers are allowed to actually sell the products on Amazon Italy. So basically, Beats and Apple got fined for that, and both companies were told end the restrictions. However, though, it won't stop there. They plan to appeal Tuesday's fines, and I'm sure they're going to do the same for the current ones. And finally, yes, as you probably guessed, slow news weekend, Thanksgiving, Black Friday, lots of advertisements, very little news. However, though, one news you might have been hearing is signals coming from Venus. What are those things? Come to find out, those signals are probably volcanoes. Now, we've actually known for quite a while, Venus has a lot of volcanoes. Venus is practically covered with them. However, though, because we're so far away, we can't see if there's actually lava still oozing from any of them. Not to mention Venus's thick atmosphere. However, though, going back to the archival observations from old orbiter missions, not to mention a lot of experimental work that's been conducted on Earth, scientists have come to the conclusion there may be one volcano on Mars that's 1.5 miles high and possibly has been continuously active for the past few thousand years. Now again, all hypothesis, but it may not take long to confirm it. They're hoping within the next decade, a small squadron of missiles capable of detecting volcanic activity will begin making their journey to Venus. Those missiles, by the way, are more or less probes. No, we're not going to bomb Venus. No, we hope not, as long as everything goes well. You got a story no one else is listening? Well, we'd love to hear from you. Send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. If you love all things tech, well, then you got to go check out the British Tech Network official website. That is where you can find all of our content over there, including this show, the Mac show, the Big Show, and the Photo Show as well. Come give us a like on our Facebook page, too, at British Tech Network. Of course, follow us on Twitter at British Tech, and come join the BTN community at our Slack room. You can do it by simply going to britishtech.slack.com. The news show will be back at your way for your Tuesday installment tomorrow. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that's going to be going on. But until then, have yourself a fantastic Monday. And thank you so much, as always, for listening and supporting this show.